By way of starting the debate, I just want to tell you a parallel story, the story of the expert panel, which Graham and others have referred to, that I hope sets a context and also stimulates some discussion. So I was in Chile when the fire happened, and I was awake at night, and I watched the fire, and I felt sick, because you just knew that people were going to die. Since then, with Rory Wilshire, my colleague on the expert panel I'll tell you more about, we've been on the tower. You know, we've looked at, as part of broader safety, we've seen what happened. You see the consequences. You go in those apartments, and it's a very human thing. And the point about all of our work today is the priority here is about people, it's about keeping people safe, and it's ensuring that people feel safe. And all the work we're doing and all the outcomes we seek together, they are the overwhelming top priorities. Our role on the expert panel, in fact, the first phone call I got was when I was in Chile and the fire was still smouldering and ongoing, and I got my first call from Whitehall to say we've got a real problem and we're trying to work out what to do. And a few days later, I find myself with Roy Wilshire, who's the chief of the fire chiefs. If ever you have a fire and you need rescuing by somebody with great experience to give you a fireman's lift down the ladder, I would recommend Roy, somebody who's steeped in experience of a fire. Anyway, we were called into Whitehall within days of the fire because there was the issue about the fire and why it happened and an inquiry and criminal investigation. There was also the topic of where those residents are going to be moved to. There was all the unrest around the community. That wasn't our role. What the government needed was they needed people to come in who had some independence and expertise that could help work out what the other questions were and to take steps to keep people safe and to help people feel safe around the country. And when we were brought in, there weren't any questions. It wasn't clear what needed to be done. It was a very intense, febrile, difficult atmosphere. And what often happens, I think, with a civil sort of service culture is when there's an emergency, it's very helpful to have outside in people who disrupt the system positively and can give advice and suggestions and recommendations that draw together civil servants and ministers into a coherent team that allows action to happen in ways that would not normally take place, and also who can be a conduit out to the private sector and others to get things done. So our role wasn't to do an inquiry, our role wasn't to listen and produce a report, our role was to take action and support the government in keeping people safe and helping people feel safe. And the first question we worked out very quickly was, you know, when you see the building, you think, surely that was a rogue. Nobody in their right minds with any form of responsibility would wrap a building in something that is so clearly combustible and spread so quickly that ends up with people dying. First question is, surely that can't be the case. But then the question is, or could there? So the first thing we worked on, with these civil servants, by the way, who were fast-tracked in and parachuted in support of our team, was to ask that question. So our first advice to the Secretary of State was to say, we've got to determine whether or not there are any buildings wrapped in that material, because we knew that the combustible cord aluminium composite material had been a problem. So we set about drawing in experts and working out how we would determine that, and very quickly the Secretary of State sent an instruction to all local authorities and housing associations that had that aluminium composite panel on to send samples in and get them screened, just to see whether the core was combustible, fire retardant, or non-combustible. And that's where the link with BRE comes in, Building Research Establishment I'm CEO of, and BRE were the ones asked to do the testing along with others. And what we expected was we'd get the results in and we'd find most were all right. But in fact, what we found was most weren't all right. And what I can tell you is this is the latest government statistics, 22nd of January. So far, 312 buildings have been tested over 18 metres, and of those 312, 299 don't have the right stuff on. So you can imagine, we're there in the expert panel with the government, not finding that they're all okay, but finding the opposite. So then Roy deployed his fire service people all around the country, and within 24 hours of getting a screening test done, his people were out inspecting these buildings and putting in measures to hold people safe. So all around the country, many buildings had fire wardens and other things put in. And then the expert panel, we had this challenge to say, well, we know all these buildings, this increasing number of buildings are surrounding the combustible things, but a cladding is a system. You have a rain screen on the outside, you might have some gap, you have some fixing, and behind it you have insulation. And then behind you that you have all sorts of different wall types and window details. So the question is there ever a case where that type of material can be safe? Or if it's fire retardant, it's safe. What about the system and how the system works? And can it be safe? Because you had all these building owners then saying, well, what do we do? We've got this stuff on. What action do we take? Do we take it off? Do we leave it on? How do we manage this? So then again, we realised we had to do some system tests. They were done at BRE, which thankfully is still in existence, has a whole bunch of fire engineers and scientists, and has big testing rigs. And we did an array of tests, worst first. And on these model systems, we found that there was no combination of system we found would work with that combustible material. So we immediately wrote advice out, published it openly, and our advice was say, if you've got this material on, you need to think about taking it off, but taking it off in a safe way. And then went through the process of different combinations of systems, published the outcomes of that based on these tests that were done. But in each case, of course, every building's different. It's been maintained differently. It's had different insulation characteristics. It's different design. So this is where the synergy with
Graham.
Oh, there he is, Graham and Turlough comes in, because you need professionals, competent professionals, to go out and inspect buildings to make sure whether or not that particular building is safe and what actions need to be taken. Anyway, and then the work continued, very intensive, super intensive. We looked at another array of factors. And then what happened was, as we realised that there was this big problem, we thought we've got to engage the industry, because we need professionals, material suppliers and contractors to do the work. So the industry response group was formed with yourselves, with the Construction Products Association that Diana Montgomery runs, and the contractors group, to work with Build UK, to work to look at the supply chain. And then Dame Judith, you were appointed sometime
July,
to look at the sort of broader systemic problems to see how that might fit together. So anyway, so we published quite a lot. It's all published online, and it's all focused on practical advice to help people know what to do. And now our goal, actually, we're in sort of our third phase. Our goal, Roy, we agreed last week. This is Roy Wilshire here. You can wave your hand, Roy. Our sort of purpose now is we really want to be redundant, because we're hoping the government team are really competent and capable and well formed in terms of, you know, having people who are capable of looking at the challenge. We've got the industry response group, and we've got your activities now that we hope will synergise things going forward. Anyway, that's a little part of the story. But by way of opening the I hope that was helpful.
Thank you very much.
But by way of opening the discussion, I've done a number of reviews. I did one on food procurement. And I, like you, Dame Judith, spoke. And then, not quite knowing what would happen. But then the audience came up with all sorts of things I'd never thought about or heard of, both now and after dinner. But then the best bit was what happened in the weeks that followed, because all sorts of things started happening that I never expected. So if we think about the cause here, which is about people and keeping people safe and helping people see safe, on the expert panel, hopefully we won't need to do much with this, but I know certainly you, Dame Judith, you with the work you're doing in Turlough, I'm sure would welcome hearing views and perspectives that support the work and challenge the work going forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ash Peter.